Jesus, you are not the author of confusion. Please clarify all these variables if you can. Amen. Well, family, I just want to share with you that there have been a lot of thoughts going through my head for the last 3 days or so. Some of them conflicting and a little confusing. That's why I prayed that prayer. For 2 days in a row now, the Lord has played my song, Swift Away, which we just posted. It's about the rapture and being left behind. After that song, this morning, he played Come Away With Me. And after that, he played Psalm 91. And after that, he played another version of Psalm 91. I confess to you, dear ones, I'm really having trouble accepting the possibility of the rapture now. Just like one of our heart dwellers said, I was really expecting with the government arrests and reordering of things, I'd have a chance to really do something for the Lord. I'm disappointed and I don't get it. Right. That's exactly where I'm at, too. You're not alone. Busy with songs, finally, yet having to think it's all going to be over so soon. I cringe at the thought that I failed my mission with music. I really have songs from heaven that need to be recorded and passed on to you, and I haven't done it yet. However, it's happening. I mean, I've put out 3 songs so far. Then Ezekiel had a dream about martial law in Cincinnati, Ohio. Everyone was staying in some kind of huge apartment shelter and couldn't go out after dark. They were little apartments with kitchens and bathrooms and so on. The military had thrown together, but they were big buildings. Armed military people were hiding behind bushes and trees on alert. This was at dusk, and Ezekiel could not even go out of this place to get his medicine from the truck without an escort. It was ominous and a scary feeling. Messages from the Oval Office continue to indicate Red October, which has many meanings. One meaning is from the film that talks about a nuclear attack that was planned on America but was thwarted. Coincidentally, if you can call it a coincidence, another talks about the institution of the Soviet Union and the overthrow of Russia, the Russian monarchy in 1917. Then there are the foreboding prophecies I've been given about war on our soil. Deep down in my heart, I just can't wrap my peace around it. It seems way off. Anyone else feeling this way? Not having a peace about the rapture at this point? I almost suspected the Lord gave us these warnings to get people out of a deadly sleep, to wake them up to what's about to happen, to get me too to work on music day and night, which is what I've been doing. Then Ezekiel was told by the Lord that he should write simple songs about what the Lord is saying to him. So that will be posted after this message. It's only 3 minutes long, and it's a rough. We're having some equipment issues with Ezekiel's equipment. We're having to transfer over to a new system. But you'll get the idea. The title of it is, I Will Save You on That Day. I can't ignore this or Carol's continued warnings in prayer. Forgive me, dear ones. I wish I could have total peace about this and clarity. But it just doesn't compute. Then in prayer yesterday, after I spent a lot of time crying out before the Lord, I pulled one of my Rhema cards, and it said, what would you like me to do for you? I thought, oh boy, you're asking this? Oh my gosh. Here I am crying and begging for more time, more grace, more mercy, and he's asking me, what can you do for me? He did tell us a long time ago that I would have a complete peace when it was about to happen. I do not have that peace. During the rosary yesterday, Our Lady said to me, there is but a small ray of hope, a very tiny ray of hope that it will be postponed. But more prayer is needed. Wow. I would like you to pray something after each decade of your rosary, please. Would you pray, Father, grant us more time, more grace, more mercy? This very prayer was approved by St. Faustina herself at a prayer meeting in Florida when she manifested in a vision and thanked me for the prayer. So please consider it. I just can't fathom that after the huge turnaround in the government, after all our prayers, that we won't get to be a part of the reconstruction of this nation. It really is, in a way, heartbreaking. So please pray for clarity for me. And I can't share with you what I don't have answers to. I don't want you to be walking around just as confused as I am. I'm just being honest with you. This is a very confusing time. So please do pray for me to get the Lord's clarity, the Lord's heart and mind about this. My dear family, there's no need for alarm because the Lord is protecting us. But nonetheless, we must abide by the rules of order. We are getting confirmations that martial law may be declared during the time we are rounding up the clay and iron feet, which could happen as soon as this week or next week. I guess it hinges on a certain appointment being finalized. Our leader is about to take action, and justice is about to be meted out. Here's what our intel advisor told us to be ready for in the next week or two. He began, "Martial law will be declared very soon, shortly. It will not last long, but it may be very violent, as Army and Marines round up the clay feet. The prudent will follow instructions and stay out of the way. If you see something erupting, go immediately in the opposite direction while you pray. Stay very close to home. Once these evil creatures are rounded up and their mind-numbed robots no longer riot, then life will resume as normal. Wherever you see violence, go away from it as fast as possible. During martial law, the army is encouraged to shoot first and ask later. From some, later will be too late. And I do mean to sound callous about it. I am not expressing my values. I am telling you what will happen to innocent bystanders if they get caught in the crossfire. A crossfire is the worst place to be. All you can do is play dead until the crossfire is over, if you are lucky, and I mean lucky. This is not meant to scare. It's meant to prepare. It's coming probably this week. Have what you need at home and stay close to home. Never go out after a curfew without a military escort." And that is the end of his counsel to us. So right around this time, I'm looking in my inbox, and I got a newsletter from someone that I'm not signed up to get a newsletter from. And it's amazing. Is this a coincidence or what? Here we go. October is the month of the Holy Rosary. Can you believe this? I just got this out of the blue. Here we are learning about Mary, learning that she has been placed above the Capitol Rotunda with an assignment from God to restore this nation. Angels assigned to her were coming and going with their assignment. And this is the month of the Holy Rosary. Guys, we are right on target. We are doing the right thing. Now, St. Faustina's feast day is also on the 5th of October, and she's the author of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, given her by Christ. Also in this month is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi on the 4th, and on St. Therese of Lisieux on the 1st, who taught the little way of love to the Church. Now, dear ones, these are legitimate Holy Spirit days of remembrance. These are not pagan holidays. These are remembering holy people and holy things, just like the Hebrews had different feast days. because these people were sold out for Christ. It is known that in heaven there are feast day celebrations, actual days of celebrating the goodness and mercy of God's grace working in a soul who fully 100% corresponded to God's gifts to them. Heidi Baker calls them laid down lovers for Christ. This is not a pagan practice. It comes from heaven. And I've been there on such a feast day, and it's glorious. It is to encourage us who are still here in the race to keep running, no matter how difficult it may seem in the moment. These are also days when special requests for intercession from these saints are made 9 days before. It's called a novena. 9 days before their feast day, and culminate with many miracles on the 7th, 8th, and 9th days of the novena. The individual saints in heaven are commonly given gifts from God the Father on their feast days, not toys or fun things, but favors to souls who are struggling on earth. So we are all a little late to start a novena, but I want to tell you that when you pray a novena, asking for prayer from a saint, you get what I come to call novena weather, or a big storm during the first 6 days. Then it breaks around the 7th or 8th day, and something really wonderful happens. And that's the common pattern for novenas. But getting back to the rapture warnings, Lord, have you anything to say? My dear, dear Claire, and anxiously waiting brides, I am coming for you. The timing has generated endless streams of calculation, supposition, expectation, and prognostication. Endless. It has led many to lose their confidence in me and in the faith. This is the enemy's doing. Let out a deep breath. I am not going to give you a date, but I am giving you a wake-up call. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You are in a war for your souls and the soul of this nation. I am looking to you to make the difference with your vote. I am looking to you to make a difference with your prayers and offerings. I am looking to you. If I see you applying yourselves like never before, there truly may be a slim chance of delay. I'm looking to you. If hearts are broken before me and prayers pour out from the deep recesses of your hearts, you may see stunning results. Please do not come to me and tell me of other prophets who say the rapture is still years off. What I am doing with this channel is assigning my hand-picked warriors to fight Goliath with their tears and supplication. This evil force has its tentacles into every area of life. Regulations for the foods you eat, alterations to the medications you take, to your health care, your studies, your entire life has been regulated from behind the scenes to fit into their agenda. Your children who have grown up under this generation of evildoers has been subliminally programmed to go along with the program no matter what. And Christians have been systematically repressed and targeted all along the way, especially in opening doors to sexual content that is abhorrent to me. The tentacles are deep. The corruption is even deeper. And it is like a metastasized cancer in the body of this government. It is everywhere. There's going to be a turnover, a revolution that will free those captive to this system. I am setting prisoners free. I'm going deep with my fire to rout out corruption and despicable practices in the government. The fight is going to be ferocious on many fronts. They will not go down easily, and when one goes down, another will pop up. It is a tremendous reconstruction, which first needs a wrecking ball to level the diseased infrastructure. We are in that phase of the wrecking ball now. It is highly taxing on your president, and I wish for you to be lifting him up in prayer unceasingly, for it is way beyond his capacity to endure this kind of stress. Yet I am holding him up and standing with him. He will prevail. Your job is to pray for his strength. Pray that traitors will be exposed. Pray that those he chooses for certain positions will be approved and slide into office without such resistance. We are at the decisive battlefield now. What you are witnessing is truly a first in the history of this world, and only extraordinary prayer launched by extraordinary effort from extraordinary souls will bring this to the desired conclusion. Pray for him and Melania. What incredible roles they have to fulfill. It is only with my grace and watchful care that it will be accomplished. I'm counting on your prayers. I'm counting on your prayers. Please do not waste your time second-guessing the Father on the rapture. I have called you all to readiness for a very good reason. We were in this place before in 2015. It was no joke. It was dead serious. We are here again. History is written with prayer. In other words, you are literally writing history every time you call out to the Father. Every time you pray, you turn a page in the history books of heaven and have a decisive effect on earth. Be aware that you are entering Satan's season of intense prayer and assignments against you and all that is good and beneficial. Yes, Satan is indeed a strategist, and he's busy with the plans to make a death blow on your country. This shall not happen if you stand in the gap. You are here in this place right now because you prayed. Don't ask me about other channels that talk about this date or that date or dream or this prophecy, because I'm doing my own thing on this channel, and it is not to be compared to others. Each of you have roles to play, and your role is to pray with conviction and seriousness, to live a holy life before all, and be ready to defend your faith with your support of those who will do what is right in office. For this, you need to pray and act as you are led. Voting, disseminating information, praying, and giving my Father in heaven no rest by knocking on heaven's doors 24/7. This is a serious time and calls for committed prayer warriors to do their utmost to destroy this evil force. I am with you in every effort you make, and I will double the power of your prayers through my mother. And I just want to add to that, it's true. It's the Marian multiplier. When you pray with the Blessed Mother, she multiplies the force of your prayers. It really, really does work. And he just reminded me of that in this statement. And I want to say, Lord, I know you're true. And you would never mislead us. Jesus, I trust in you. Forgive me, Lord, for questioning you. Come on, guys, let's get on our knees.